Test American Produce Records is for you. It's real time and available on demand at FirstNet.com/APR and optimized for tablet and mobile. The APR Online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on North American thoroughbreds dating back more than a century. The annual price, $275. Visit FirstNet.com/APR and discover why American Produce Records has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations and why a new generation is using APR Online.
Well, Creative Calls met and defeated Bodemeister, I'll Have Another, Union Rag, Paintner, Hanson, Doulahan, Gemologist, Liaison, Take Charge Indy, Optimizer. As a matter of fact, he defeated every horse he ever ran against on his way to accumulating over $1 million. He's a Grade 1 stakes winner and millionaire, and by a Grade 1 stakes winner and millionaire, and out of a Grade 1 stakes winner and millionaire. Now, that's a Grade 1 pedigree. Creative Calls is by 3 times champion Sire Giants Causeway. Sire this year, 14 stakes winners, 10 of them graded stakes winners. Tied with Tappet for a number of graded stakes winners this year. 2 of them are Grade 1 winners. Creative Causes Dam is the brilliant Dream of Summer, winner of the Grade 1 Apple Blossom Stakes and of over $1,191,000. Booked full in his first 2 seasons of stud, his first foals and weanings. So keep an eye out for them at the upcoming sales. Stands at Mr. and Mrs. Burt and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Horse Tales with Ursula, the horse capital of the world, the grass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the purebred industry. Now here's your host, Ursula Ellis.
Good morning, everyone, and we are back at the clocker stand doing it today. We did it at the show at the HBPA office last week, but we're on at the regular time this week and also next week, by the way.
Good.
I think next week CBS has picked up the football game, and it's a 3:30 game. They play Mississippi State, who is looks awful good. What are you laughing at?
Oh.
Matt Howard over here laughing at that. You know, it's going to be tough. And if Matt, have you watched Mississippi State play?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, they look awful good, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Well, if we can just be competitive, that's all we were looking for this year out of this team. They've got they're playing so many young team players
well,
and everything.
That's the thing, though, with your guys' football team, because I don't call them mine because I'm not a Kentucky fan. I might live in Kentucky, but
we tolerate him anyway. Well, that's because these Kansas people don't know any better, but go ahead.
I've said all along, you guys had it there. It's a very talented team, and I remember hearing a lot of local people saying, oh, we'll get barely 3 or 4 wins, and all of a sudden you guys are sitting there on 5 wins. Now I hear fans, oh, we knew that from the beginning. I said, that's not what you said 2 months ago.
No, you never heard me say that.
I said some fans.
I'm pleasantly surprised, yeah. Let's put it that way. They kind of beat themselves down at Florida.
Oh, yeah.
And they could be sitting here 6-0.
Yep.
But if they can win one more game and be bowl eligible, if they can win 2, it'd be a fantastic season for that. But it's a tough schedule.
Oh, you guys, they play LSU today, which they're hurting. LSU, everyone's a favorite in LSU, I think, by a touchdown or so.
Yeah.
But one of my best friends, who Dutcher's named after, is from Louisiana, went to LSU, and he said he'll be surprised if they beat Kentucky.
Well,
that's coming from Louisiana.
Yeah, but they're
Cajun.
That's a tough place to go, especially at night. And, they're so used to being so good, they get down a little bit. Maybe they'll get down to our level, but I don't know if they've got that far yet.
They are down a lot.
Yeah. But
that's okay. My team, we got to go to Norman and play Oklahoma today, so.
Yeah. Kansas State's his.
Yes.
Well, wait till basketball season. Oh, I got to tell you about Jackie's sister, is married to her, Ron's Sweat. Father is 91 years old. Big Kentucky basketball fan. And he's 91. He has cancer. He's diabetic. His health is awful, And he watched Kentucky play down at, where were they playing? Bermuda?
In the Bahamas.
He watched them play down there, He says, God says, just give me one more year. And so he's waiting for that basketball season, Well, anyway, what are we going to do here today? Emma Mulvey, who trains here at the Thoroughbred Center, I just met her the other day, very attractive young lady. She gets on her own horses and she trains here, just won a race up at Indiana Downs with a horse named Mysterious Noise. And I think she's won at least two with him. And she's got 7 or 8 horses over in training. And I asked her to come on the show, and she's supposed to be here at about 11 o'clock. I was assured that Dr. Brian Waldridge is on his way, and he'll do a vet segment for us when he gets here. Michael Blowen is will not be here this morning. We're going to call him, though. He's on his way back to the farm. He had to go out to Keeneland today because they took a horse out there for
breakfast at the
from
works.
Old friends. Yeah, with the what do you call it? Breakfast at the works?
Breakfast with the works.
Yeah, not that he was going to work him, but to take him out in the paddock. And,
yeah,
and try to drum up a little publicity for old friends.
Michael to speak too. So.
Oh, they asked Michael to speak.
Uh huh.
Oh. Well,
Michael said, if that doesn't run them off, nothing will. So,
yeah. You know, I'd probably say that about this radio show. He's on here every week.
They probably offered him a meal, too. So
there you go. Yeah. Meal out there is worth going out for.
I tell you what, yeah. We went out yesterday to Pin Oaks.
Yeah.
And had a lovely time, nice people. Saw a lot of people we knew. And it's fun. And
food's great.
They yeah, food's good. They sponsored the Valley View Steaks out there. If you don't know where, you know what the Valley View is? You
no.
Know? Well, I swear, what an ignoramus! How long have you lived in Kentucky? You know,
too long.
It's a ferry down in Valley View, Kentucky, where the a ferry crosses from
the Kentucky
Fayette over to Madison County.
Oh, about yeah.
I believe it is Richmond.
Okay.
Yeah, Madison County. Yeah.
I can't remember.
And it's one that, there for a long time. It was the oldest family-owned business in Kentucky. You know, went way back.
Oh, see, in Kansas,
we can't afford a bridge down there.
We drive over a bridge, but that's fine.
I know all about Kansas. I talked to your wife. She says, if you see a tree, you know there's either a cemetery or a town.
Yep, that's correct.
That's funny. Yeah, I forgot that. That's funny.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Dr. Walter Bryan will be here pretty soon, I assume. And we're going to give Michael a call. He was on his way back to the farm because he had a tour to give. We're going to get in touch with Steve Moody with the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet, and he's going to give us the winner of the Grade 2 Raven Run Stakes, which is a feature out of Keeneland today. Got Jackie's announcements, of course. We're going to do something. I've got something that Ken Hollinsworth wrote about an old-time horseman named George Strait. Now, I met Mr. Strait back, I guess it was about 1970, right about 1970, I guess. And down at Ocala at a horse sales. And he was an older fella at that time. He was up in his 70s at that time. So anyway, I had fun reading this. So I'm going to read that and whatever we happened to run across at that time. So anyway. All right, well, let me do a commercial set here. And I see, I believe a veterinarian friend is walking in as we speak. I hardly recognize him. He shaved this morning.
Oh, no. Gee,
he must be going. He must be going to court or something.
Better not let his wife hear that.
Well,
she said. Oh, we're good.
All right. Well, let's see. What was I going to do? I was going to do a commercial set, and then we're going to get with you, Brian, so you can go on and get. Well, he hadn't shaved real close. You know, that seems to be the style these days. You see all these good-looking guys on TV, you know, doing all these commercials, you know, for, you know, and they all wearing, you know, look like haven't shaved in 4 or 5 days.
They all look like me.
Do I have to look at you, Matt? You know, they all look like you. You actually shaved.
I had to bank with the guy.
You had to for some reason. He said, you didn't. It's been a couple of days for you, though, Brian.
Oh, yes, we've been pretty busy. So.
Yeah, okay.
I have to take care of all the animals. My wife's out of town, so
That's
my excuse.
Okay. All right. Well, Columbus Day at Belmont, the $100,000 pumpkin pie stakes, was won by Classic Point, a 5-year-old mare. She's by Flatter, bred in Florida by J.V. Shields. Now, Classic Point is placed in Grade 2 stakes at Saratoga, and her most recent win brought her earnings to $368,489. She's one of 10 2014 stakes winners by Flatter. Flatter has sired 15% stakes horses from starters. Among them, such superior runners as Flat Out, two-time winner of the Jockey Club Gold Cup and of over $3,645,000. Tar Heel Mom, a graded stakes winner of over $832,000. A Part, a graded stakes winner of over $735,000. And that's just to name but three of his 60 black type earners. A successful son of AP Indy, Flatter is well represented at the October Fall Yearling Sale out at Fazy Tipton, as are the Claiborne Stallions Arch, Blame, First Samurai, Horse Greeley, Parading, Stroll, Trap Shot, and Warfront. So look them over. And for more information on the Claiborne Stallions, get in touch with Bernie Sams out of Claiborne. The number out there is 859-233-4252, and see the website at claibornefarm.com.
It's a comforting feeling to do business with people you trust, especially when it comes to insurance. We moved to Bourbon County 26 years ago, and our friends all recommended the Hopewell Company. That's Joe and Ted McLean. They've been taking care of our insurance needs ever since. They have extensive experience working with horse farms and racing stables. Which one was a trainer? Ted?
Yeah, Ted.
Ted was.
He trained on his own for a long time, but I know he was assistant trainer for Lucian Lauren. With Lucian Lauren when they had secretariat.
Now that's some experience you can put in your pocket.
So. Yeah. Okay. I asked him one time. I said, "What set that horse apart?" And he says, "Well, he could just do things other horses couldn't do." Put it in a nutshell right there, didn't it?
So they know about racing stables and horse farms. They cover our house, barn, vehicles, horse trailer, liability. And they've been there when we need them. They're an independent insurance agency. They work for us, not the insurance companies. Thus, they are able to offer the best coverage, most competitive prices from financially sound, reputable insurers. Contact the Hopewell Company. They're prepared to provide you a no cost, no obligation review and comparison of your insurance. Hopewell Company, 820 South Main in Paris, 987-2347. Or, here's a Lexington number, 254-2431. You'll get great service, I guarantee it.
They've always given us another. That's a great Bourbon County outfit, and two more great Bourbon County institutions, I probably call them, is the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek Farm. Clay Ward Agency, they've been insuring the world's finest thoroughbreds for over 80 years now. I know that my dad did business with them way back in the 1930s. When he was managing Dixiana. And it was founded by James Clay Ward. He founded it right in the middle of the Depression, so he must have known what he was doing. Took a flyer at that time anyway, but he established a business through hard work, service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business, and that tradition's carried on today at the Clay Ward Agency by Shaq Parrish and Bruce Isaacs and John Hess. So to do people in insurance business with your horses, they're the ones you want to call. Let me give them. It's a number over in Paris. It's an 859 number, 987-1861. Now, even I remember that. That's the year the Civil War started. I remember it well. Anyway, what are you all snickering about? All right, now, they're closely affiliated with Indian Creek Farm. It's a beautiful farm over in Bourbon County. Great tradition there, too, and their tradition for raising runners and selling top-quality bloodstock at the major sales. They have a really nice consignment. I just picked up my catalogs for the Keeneland sale, and great consignment going in there. I'm going to look it over a little closer when I get home. Anyway, but they've got a tradition of raising runners and selling top-quality bloodstock. It's old six champions that they raised out there at Indian Creek. That's a list of top horses they've raised, and soul is just keeps growing and growing. You need to talk to Shaq Parrish and Nikki Dryan over there. The number is 859-987-7443. So Clay Ward Agency and the Indian Creek Farm, two great outfits over in Bourbon County. Alrighty, well, I'm talking now to Dr. Brian Waldridge. Brian, you say you've been taking care of the horses this morning. Would your wife leave you or something?
No, she hasn't came back yet, so I guess I can't answer. She went to visit some family this weekend.
Where?
She's from Columbus, Georgia.
Oh, really?
But her son lives in Auburn, Alabama, so she's there.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, she went down to see family.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, we'll take your word for it.
Okay.
We might check with her, like Jackie might check with her later on.
I'll do that. Yeah, Gary. Make a note in the palm of my hand.
Well, how many horses are you taking care of?
Just three.
Well, hellfire. Anybody didn't do that. You're getting as bad as Michael. But he didn't do anything over there at old friends anymore, you know.
It's the dogs and the birds that are the hard things to do.
Oh, how many dogs you got?
Five of those.
Five dogs and three horses.
Yes, sir.
Well,
what kind of dogs?
There's a mix of everything. There's a Chihuahua mix we just got. Let's see, a Schnauzer.
We have a Schnauzer.
Yeah, they're my favorite breed. Wonderful dogs.
Yeah, they're big one or small? Really are smart.
A miniature.
Yeah, well, this one was too. Really smart.
This one's smart, but she's mean. She loves us, but doesn't like anybody else.
Well, Sammy was not that way. I mean,
no, he wasn't mean, but he was a little standoffish.
Yeah. Rescue dogs, or
most of them are. I think all but the Schnauzer are all rescues. So
somebody tied our Schnauzer to the front gate.
Really?
When he was a pup. Yeah, boy, it didn't even clip his ears. Mm-hmm. His ears stood straight up. He could have been blown away in a storm with those ears.
He died, about two years ago.
2 years.
Yeah. It won't be 2 years until next spring. We went to down at the...
we lasted about 4 or 5 days, no dog. So, got to get on the computer and check out the rescues.
She found this Cocker Spaniel. And
he's purebred, too.
Yeah, down at Harrison County. And he had been, I think he'd been stolen or something, you know, because he was locked up in a basement that a house had been deserted and no people.
About 20 dogs. And they had a pair of King Charles Spaniels. Uh-huh. Now, how could they afford King Charles Spaniels? Those things are $1,500 a piece at least. Yeah.
They were gone.
Expensive.
So all was left was the Cocker Spaniel and some other dogs, you know. So we went down and got the Cocker. Best thing we ever did. Love that dog. He's a wonderful dog.
Have
you ever had a Cocker Spaniel?
Well, one of the dogs is half Cocker Spaniel and half Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
Really?
She's a really good dog.
Yeah, well, this one is.
What color?
She's sort of like a new penny color, copper.
Is that right?
If she looks more Cocker Spaniel. She's a really good dog, too.
Mm. Yeah.
This is the most people-oriented, affectionate dog I've ever seen. Mm. You know, I mean, he follows us around. He weighs 30 pounds. Spends half his life in my lap, for God's sakes. I can't sit down in my easy boy anymore. Lazy boy, whatever you call it, darn things, without him jumping up in my lap. And he'll roll over on his back in my lap, you know, go to sleep.
Yeah. But he's good when he's a bench cocker with a short nose. Mm-hmm. You know, the hunting ones have the long nose. And he's a bench cocker. He's beautiful.
Yeah.
Look absolutely gorgeous. Black with a little white.
Yeah. He won't let me out of his sight. We go outside to check the water or something.
I have somebody to do that job. So I would wander off. Not the dog, Ursel.
I think I better change the subject. All right. Well, anyway, you're taking care of the dogs and the horses. Well, you got
some. How many birds? Wait a minute, I heard.
Wait a minute,
birds.
What kind of birds you got?
Let's see, there's an African gray parrot.
Oh, my Lord.
Another parrot, I don't know what it is.
Did somebody ever tell you they live to be about 100?
They have.
What are you going to do?
I just hope I die first because I don't want to have to take care of that bird. So
yeah, there you go.
Because I'm afraid of it really bad.
Does it talk?
He talks a lot.
He's
a really good talker.
Yeah.
Well, bring him over. We'll put him on the show.
I'm afraid of him. I have to get my wife to do
probably
that.
Probably move us up.
Yeah.
He got copper toxicity a few years ago.
Yeah.
He had a little brass bell he'd play with, or a bronze bell, and he started falling off his perch.
No kidding.
My wife asked me about the bird, and I didn't know what it was. I said, "It's whatever it is, it's bad."
Yeah.
So there's a vet in Louisville who specializes in birds. Took him there.
Yeah.
He saved his life.
Is that right?
But the bird would fall off his perch. And lay on his back.
I've seen people fall off bar stools before, but never off a perch. Well, anyway. Well, what do you got to talk about today? You run across something exotic that you want to?
Well, with this vaccinating horses this week and botulism, this time of year, start thinking about that.
Okay.
With hay feeding coming up. So thought botulism would be a good topic because that's something we don't see a lot of cases of, but enough of it to vaccinate for and watch for in horses.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. Yeah. What are you doing?
Betsy Skyped us, and I said we were on the air.
Oh, okay. That's our daughter. She's down in Campbellsville.
There you are.
Oh. Okay. So you get botulism shots, and what else now?
I boosted everybody with their sleeping sickness and tetanus, and I'll do it twice a year. So their mosquito season's long enough. I always like to give that again in the fall just to cover everything.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we'll probably have mosquitoes a little bit longer anyway.
Yeah, well, it won't be too much longer. We're supposed to get a frost here pretty quick.
Oh, are we?
Yeah. They're talking about going down in the 30s this week. So that should take care of the mosquitoes, shouldn't it?
Hopefully get those, get the bots. You know, there's been a big year for bots this year, too.
Has it? I haven't noticed.
Even seen the female bot flies this year a lot, which you usually don't see them.
I wouldn't know. How do you tell a sex apart?
Well, if they're laying eggs.
You got to get a magnifying glass.
A really big one. And, you know, if you see them laying eggs, you know, you'll see them going up the horse's legs laying those eggs. You know that those are the females. But, okay, and they look like a honeybee. They're about the same size and all.
Yeah, I recognize. Yeah, horses hate them.
Oh, it's, yeah. Some horses, you know, run from them all.
They'll run from them. We've got an old gilding chestnut, and it seems like they get after him more than they do the bays. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, there's been some studies saying the horse flies at least prefer darker color horses.
Is that right?
People have done studies where they even take horse flies and they'll paint them, put color on them, and sit and watch the flies and see what they do, and they've shown that they seem to prefer darker colored horses, which is kind of interesting.
Well, maybe this horse is just ultra sensitive.
Right. And, you know, the thing about bot fly is that adult bot fly only lives a few days. They don't even have a mouth part. All they do is breed, lay eggs, and die.
That reminds me of a cartoon I saw one time. This male fly was talking to the female insect, and he's looking at her with this indignant look on his face. Says, "What do you mean you're not in the mood? We just lived 3 hours." I probably should have told that. Oh, I think it was an old Playboy back when I was reading, back in my youth when I was reading Playboys.
Yeah, reading the articles, of course.
Of course, yeah. Yeah. But I've noticed that this particular horse, you know, he's the only chestnut we have. We've got three bays and a chestnut, and the flies bother him the more than face flies and everything else, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's been a light year for face flies the last 2 years, have you noticed that?
I haven't had many at my place, but some of the other farms have had quite a bit. And I think sometimes it depends on if you got cattle around, because they like cattle. They transmit pink eye in cattle.
Yeah. Well, they've got the farm next to us has cattle, but they're not often turned out right next to us. You know, there's usually they are right now, but it doesn't make any difference. They got some. This is calving time, isn't it?
A lot of people will have them this time of year, just trying to get them in so that they're weaning them time to get some grass next spring.
Yeah. Okay. Any other shots do now?
Oh, no, just boostering everybody and said botulism is a big one with hay. Just when we start feeding hay, you worry about them picking up botulism. Is what they do. It used to be thought the main way that horses got botulism is you had a carcass in the hay and got forage poisoning. There was a rat or a rabbit or something got up in the hay. But a lot of people do the research with botulism, finding it's in the soil. The spores are in the soil. So when it's muddy and the horse tramples the hay and maybe comes back and cleans up, that's where they pick up the spores and the toxins and get infected.
Oh.
So that's important. You know, when you feed your hay to look. Try and put it somewhere where the horses don't trample it as much, and it helps reduce your botulism.
Boy, it's hard to do in the wintertime.
Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah, it's because it gets, you know, muddy how it gets. It's going to be a while before we have to feed hay this year.
Hopefully so. I've got to put up hay today. So.
Are you?
Yes, sir.
How much are you putting up?
Just 60 bales, but that's enough.
Mm-hmm. We buy ours from somebody over, a fellow of ours over in North Middletown. It's sells us hay every year. It gives us a good price, and it's, you know, timothy, and it'll have a little clover maybe in it, but mostly timothy. Just something they can chew on.
Yes,
you know. That's all we want. That's all we want in chew time.
That's right.
Yeah. And what do you feed?
It's sort of an alfalfa grass mix.
Yeah.
So we all of mine are gelding, so I'm kind of happy to have some fescue in the winter so they can have some grass out there, too. So yeah. It doesn't matter with them.
Okay, now, why would, if you had mares, you wouldn't want fescue?
Well, pregnant mares, because that can cause prolonged gestation and thickening of the placenta and red bags. If you, if you take the mare off by 300 days of pregnancy, you'll be okay, but just 5% infected fescue in a pasture, you can still have some problems.
Yeah.
It used to be a lot bigger problem, but I think people are a lot more aware of it now and pull those mares off. Pastures here are so well managed.
Yeah.
The fescue is not much of a problem, but yeah. I worked in Alabama at the school. We used to see a lot of that. You know, these foals would come in, they're really big, but they're poorly muscled and they may have dystocias.
Yeah.
This mare, the foal is overgrown, even though it looks premature. They're really large foals.
Yeah.
Then red bags also cause some dystocia.
Yeah. What do you do about weeds? We use that Pasture Pro. Have you ever used that?
No, sir, I haven't. Southern States comes out and sprays mine. So
what? Well,
is that what they use?
Yeah, I'm sure it's Pasture Pro. It's stuff that you can put on and it doesn't bother horses at
right,
all.
Right,
yeah, that's down. Pasture
okay.
Pro.
I think it worked really good in my pasture this year.
Yeah, it does. It really works. We do it every once a year. Mm-hmm. And we've got, you know, for a couple of people don't know what the hell they're doing. Our pastures look pretty good.
Yes, sir. Yeah. We're pretty lucky in Kentucky, really. Other than fescue, we don't have a whole lot of toxic plants to worry about. We'd see some red maple toxicity, but that's, you know, storm goes through and blows down the limb in the pasture, and
yeah.
Horses get those leaves.
Oh, off red maple or cherry, wild cherry.
But the red maples do it. Cattle get more problems with cherry. I've never seen them get it, but with horses. We'd see maybe one or two cases of that a year.
Is that right? I always thought it was wild cherry.
But the red maple, when a storm goes through and knocks the limb down, it stresses the leaves, and then they produce a toxin that damages the red blood cells.
Huh.
And it can be pretty severe. Anemia can happen with that.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know. Yeah, I learned something today.
But if you look at
those, of course, I'll forget it by tomorrow.
If you look at those red blood cells, you can see little dots in those, and the hemoglobin, the pigment, red cells, sticks together and settles out in the red cells and denatures it. So it's something you can see that on the microscope and help you figure it out.
We've got some red maples, but I don't think we've got anything close to in the fields or anything like that.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So most, you know, you'll see them on farms, but they're usually not in the paddocks.
Yeah, right.
And there have been a few cases. Like I had one time where the farm manager said there weren't any there, and then talking to people where the leaves, when they fall off the tree, aren't supposed to be toxic. But, you know, there have been some cases. Looks like that those leaves, at least the horse eats enough, may be toxic. So, you know, it's one of those things to just watch for if there's a lot of red maple leaves.
Yeah.
It usually doesn't cause a problem.
Well, everything we've got now is some... Oh, so old. Maybe I'll throw some over the fence.
Jack, you mentioned I didn't do salads.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, I've got to call Michael.
Okay.
Brian, thank you for coming in.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
Well, it's always fun to have you in. Well, like I say, I didn't recognize you since you shaved. I'm a little worried about that, Matt. Your doc's shaving when his wife's out of town. You know, the first 2 weeks he's been on the show, he comes in with all scraggly looking, you know.
See, I shaved when my wife was in town because she made me shave when the fundraiser last night.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, thank you.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Okay.
See you next week.
Okay, good. Well, Ms. Mass has sired 7 grade 1 stakes winners, the most recent full mass. Winner of the Group 1 Grand Centurion, that was run the same day they ran the Arc. A full mass is undefeated in 3 starts. It also won the Group 3 Prix La Rochette. Now, Mizzen Mass is also one of only 4 active sires to have sired 2 winners of Breeders' Cup races on the same day. Accomplished that feat when Fotila won the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Fillies Turf and Misdirection the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint Besting Males. Misdirection came back the next year, that was in 2013, to win the same race, and she retired with earnings of over $2 million. Flotilla came back at 3 last year and won the Classic Group 1 French 1000 Guinea. She's won. She just got through placing in another group stakes this year, and she's earned over $1 million. Desire Grade 1 stakes winner. Well, that's quite an accomplishment. Desire 7 Grade 1 stakes winners. That's no accident. Grade 1 stakes winner Mizzen Mass by champion sire Cozine stands at Judmont Farm. Home also a Grade 1 stakes winner and Grade 1 sire First Defense. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry. And see the website at judmont.com. All righty. Well, Sally Van Service, they've been doing business since, golly gee whiz, 60 years or more. I remember when they started out, they opened up down on, it was on Versailles Road, right behind a gas station out there on Versailles Road. Of course, I tell you what, since then they've developed into the nation's best, absolutely best van service in the nation. They have, doing that last 60 years, they have transported many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack. And, I mean, Derby winners and Oaks winners and Breeders' Cup winners. And along the way, well, when you're doing that, it's obvious that, they've learned quite a bit along the way. It's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment are in the best of condition. And, but what they're proud most of over there is the safety factor, is the ability and experience of the person behind the wheel. And they're extremely proud of their drivers over at Sally Van Service with good reason. I know, they're experienced horsemen and experienced drivers, and that is a winning combination. So think about that the next time you ship your horse. I don't care if you're going across the country or across the county. When you load your horses onto a Sally van, you can depend upon the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. They wouldn't have it any other way at Sally, and that's why that for over 60 years now, they have been the safest way to the winner's circle. Well, there's another son of Danzig besides Warfront that's siring graded stakes winners, and that's the young U.S. Ranger, and he stands at Windstar Farm. His first foals raced at 2 last year. He sired a graded stakes winner's niche for his first 2 cops of racing age. The first one was Solitary Ranger. He won the grade 3 $150,000 Arlington, Washington Futurity. He's won stakes again this year as a 3-year-old, and he won the $100,000 John Battaglia Memorial. Then his second crop of foals were the 2-year-olds this year, and they're running. And we mean running. Long Ranger won Keeneland's grade 3 $150,000 Dixiana Bourbon Stakes. That was on October 4. I saw him do it. He won it with style. And Australia, Get the Nod won a grade 3 race over there. That was the Vane Stakes. That's 3 graded stakes winners and 3 2014 stakes winners, 2 of them graded stakes winners. And U.S. Ranger is undefeated at 2 in France, where he later won stakes and placed in Group 1 stakes. He was a champion at 3 and 4 in Ireland at the sprint distances, placed in Group 1 stakes in Great Britain and in greatest stakes in the USA. And besides being a son of Cyrus Danzig, he's out of a half-sister to Dinah Farmer. So with a sire pedigree like that, it's no wonder he's siring runners. So get in touch with Darren Fox or Sean Tugel or Kyle Wilson. Ask about U.S. Ranger. Ask about the Windstar stands. Number over there, 859-873-1717. Go to the website, windstarfarm.com. You going to get Michael any time here soon? I'm going to take care of my friends over the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association, and of course that's headed now by Chauncey Morris, who took over for Dave Switzer, and Chauncey will do a great job, I'm sure. Had him on the show a few weeks ago, and he was fun to talk to, very knowledgeable. And at Keeneland last week, the Queen Elizabeth Handicap and Challenge Cup Stakes went to Crown Queen. That's a smart strike filly bred by Palladies Investments. The Lord Nelson Stakes. Lord Nelson won the Speakeasy Stakes, which was at Santa Anita, and his name was Lord Nelson. He's by Pulpit, bred by Clear Sky Farms. Come on in, Hill. Bred by Clear Sky Farms. I'm a little concerned about a Pulpit winning the Speakeasy Stakes, but that's all right. let's see, 2.2. I wrote a little note on there, but I don't know what what that's about. Anyway, the Anokia Stakes at Santa Anita went to light the city, and bred by Hargis and Sandra Sexton. At Rotama, the La Senorita Stakes, Right on Kitten won that. It's $100,000 stakes, Right on Kitten, a kitten's door, bred by Ken and Sarah Ramsey. And they shipped in and won $200,000 stakes down there. They know where to go. Ken doesn't miss a trick, does he? The El Jovan Stakes, $100,000 at Rotama, went to Crown the Kitten, a kitten's door, bred by Ken and Sarah Ramsey. And let's see here. The Cornucopia Stakes at Parks, Winning Image won that, bred by Dream Fields and Don Brady. The Harvest Stakes at Fresno went to City by the Bay, bred by Susan Donaldson, the late Susan Donaldson. Of course, that's Mearworth Farm. The Ascot Graduation Stakes out at Hastings was won by Blue Dancer, bred by Keen Ridge Farm. It's Ann McBrayer. The Fantasy Stakes at Hastings, winner was Ambleside Park. It's a two-year-old filly by Fusaichi Pegasus, bred by Exclusive Stables and Ray Hansen. The Permian Basin Stakes run Tuesday at Zia. Went to a Super Saver two-year-old. Boy, those things are running. This one bred by Windstar Farm. The Betfred Mobile Pride Stakes at Newmarket went to Alba Sharks. That's a five-year-old horse by Arch, bred by Darley. And yesterday out at Pin Oak, the Pin Oak Valley View Stakes, grade three, a winner was Sparkling Review. It's a Lemon Drop Kid, bred by Ed Seltzer and trained by Ben Colebrook. Ben has a string of horses here at the Thoroughbred Center, and but this one was he trained somewhere else. He's got them spread all around. I'm with Ben. Excuse me. Well, let me see, what am I going to do now? Oh, okay, well, we'll do that in a minute. I want to talk to Hill. Hill, come over and sit down. I was talking to somebody yesterday about you, yesterday, as a matter of fact. This is Hill Parker, ex-trainer, still training. Really
still trained, just not well.
I can relate to that. And real estate agent Power Excellence, and I was talking to Nina Horn. Nina, and she said you just sold her farm for her.
Yes, sir. Yes, well, sir. She had a great farm, and she's been a great friend.
Well, she said that you did a marvelous job for her, and I said, are we talking about the same guy? You know. I'm glad you got that done. That's wonderful. We ought to be good for a touch right about now.
No, that shut him up right there.
He almost left. Obviously, he came to see me. What can I do for you?
Nothing. I was waiting in the parking lot for a client, and your wife kicked my behind up here and said I had to come see you.
Oh, okay. Well, good. I'm glad you did.
Anyway,
Nina's farm is over in Bourbon County. Now, you've got lots of places for sale over in Bourbon County.
We do. We have them in basically all the counties all around. And
yeah.
So,
didn't you just sell one right up the road from us, you know, where we are on Clay Kaiser?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's been about a year ago you sold that one. Yeah. And I can't remember. I boarded a couple of horses up there when we first moved over. I just got 22 acres I had about 22 horses at that time. So
that's about how we all start off, and then we get smart and try to get the numbers down.
Yeah. Zachary, what are you waiting on? Did you bring a horse out here?
No, I'm selling some farms this morning. That's all.
Oh, well, that's what you're supposed to be
doing. It's a great place to meet. It's here, right at your stand.
Right.
Put you in the proper horse mood.
Have you got anything in training? Training anything at all?
I do. I have one slow horse.
One snow horse? Welcome. Slow. Yeah. Slow horse.
One slow horse.
Uh-oh.
Long and slow. Are we going to go long and slow, or are we going to go hurtling?
I tried him long and slow, so now we're going to try him shorter and faster. But since he was too slow at that to begin with, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, that's funny.
I have to not give up.
Well, what's your best stuff you got for sale now? Where's your fancy stuff?
We have lots of fancy stuff out there. I would say one thing that maybe doesn't come across in advertising well would be the Doer's Place, which is Peninsula Farm over on Ironworks. And
now where on Ironworks exactly?
Across from Summerwind and beside a division of...
it's down in Scott County.
Is it right? It's in Scott
County. Well, near Old Friends, then.
About a mile before you get to Old Friends.
Okay.
It's not quite at the corner of 62 and Ironworks, but it's got super neighbors there. You got Crestwood to the rear and Summerwind across the street and Hillendale to the left.
Wow.
And it's 338 acres, but the fun part is they would sell the back barn, which is a beautiful barn, 58 stall barn with a center walking ring in it. And we have it offered two different ways, but they would sell it in a variety of different
ways.
They sell sections, in other words. Right.
They'd sell sections, and it's beautiful land, just nice gentle roll. And
yeah, that's a nice part, yeah.
But sometimes you run out of ways to advertise things after two or three times. People start feeling like you're beating them over the head.
Right, but that sounds wonderful. Yeah. Boy, the neighborhood that's a great neighborhood nice. Right
there. Yeah, I don't think you could ask for any better neighbors than Crestwood. And
it's a great neighborhood.
Summerwind.
At the back, they were only asking $10,000 an acre for horse-improved land with barns.
Wow.
Kind of can't beat the price either.
How many acres all is there?
338.
300. Wow. That's
that particular nice section, size. How many acres they talk about?
Yeah. Well, that was 160 back there, but again, they'd do any sort of division. So if someone only wanted 70 or they only wanted, 50, they didn't really care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So,
that's
they got
great.
Horses on it now?
Yes, ma'am.
Huh.
Hmm. Huh. What do you got down our way?
We have too many. I can't remember them all. we have a beautiful farm over on Escondida. That's 138 acres, priced at $1.2 million. It's got an 18 stall barn that's just flat, gorgeous, and kind of can't beat the neighbors area across the street from the old Evergreen and beside, Circle O Farm.
Circle O, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it's some of us like that where you eat.
What I'd buy if I had a gazillion dollars.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I'd buy them all.
All I need is a couple million, right?
Yeah, that's right. Million here,
you don't
want to
come
there.
Up with that, do you? Me either, unfortunately.
Well, good. You got any more you want to tell us, or is your client here?
No, not yet. I was just glancing out the window.
What are you going to show today?
She was just going to go look at a farm that we have up there on Hume Bedford. I think that's a great value.
Where is it?
Hume Bedford. It's 56 acres.
Oh, Hume Bedford.
It's priced at $750. It's got three barns, a 5,000 square foot main house, a tenant house. It's more than $200,000 less than the assessed value.
Wow.
Kind of can't beat those sort of buys.
Hume Bedford runs from Paris over to Greenwich. Is it in that section or is it the other pass there?
It's between Greenwich and Russell Cave.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that is nice down there.
Like both directions.
Yeah, that is excellent.
That's a great road, Yeah.
Well, good luck.
That's in Bourbon County, isn't it? Or it could be in Fayette.
That's in Fayette.
Yeah,
part of Hume.
Kind of getting close to Lordale down there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That store's been there forever and ever and ever. Lordale,
I know. You ride by it at lunch and it's crowded.
Yeah. Oh, we better tell them get over that way. You think about jot them down, we go by that
no,
all the time.
No, I'm thinking about Lordale, but that's okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, good.
Well, thank you for letting me visit with you.
Well, come on anytime.
I'll tell you what, anytime that you want a particular one or something, just stop in.
Yes, sir.
And we'll put you on.
That one on Hume Bedford sounds like a buy.
That is a great thought.
What'd you ever do with your Kipling horse?
I sold him.
Rudyard K.
I sold him. He ran second in the stake at Nashville, and then we sold him, and Todd Wyatt bought him for our modest stables, and they took him to Saratoga, and he won.
Ooh,
and he actually had the fastest steeplechase time for 2 miles on a 16th.
Wonderful.
Now, you won with him on the flat and oval jumps. And
flat
the steeple
and over jumps.
That's wonderful. Over jumps. That's a training feat. You ought to get a Clips Award for that one. Gee whiz.
He wasn't the fastest horse in the world. I clocked him out here many times, I tell you what, but he tried.
He keeps going. He
never stops. He's got to be 8, 9 years old now.
Oh, no. He's only 5.
Is that right?
Only 5.
Well,
but he raced it, too.
Yeah. You went up, you took him up. He was Ohio bred, wasn't he?
He's an Ohio bred.
I remember I run across him first. That first win was at Thistledown.
That's right.
Yeah.
Super sound little horse, and we couldn't have been more pleased with him. And he was a homebred.
That's wonderful. Yeah, that's great.
What have you got now in training?
I have a 2-year-old Ohio bred, but she got sore shins, and it's getting too late in the year, so I turned her out. And then I got a City Zip. And he won at the Turfway, and I tried him over jumps, and it didn't go well, not once, but twice. And now I'm saying, oh, well, we'll just go back to Turfway.
Yeah.
I give up.
Yeah.
All right, well, we better catch up here.
Thanks, Hill. Tell your mom hello.
Thanks for stopping in, Hill.
Tell your wife hello. Talk to you soon.
Well, there are 4 yearlings from the first crop by Albertus Maximus catalog for the October sale at Fasig Tipton, 2 colts and 2 fillies. The colts are hip numbers 670 and 995. The fillies, hip numbers 507 and 1046. Take a good look, because they're sidebar runner. Albertus Maximus won the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. He won the Grade 1 Don Handicap. Set a new track record for a mile in the Windy Sand Stakes. That was out of Del Mar. He earned over $1,328,000. There are also yearlings in the sale by De Hare, a Grade 1 winner by Awesome Again, that proven side of graded stakes winners. I really like that horse. Into Dab, he's got one going in the stakes race today. He was a brilliant sprinter. Proven sire of graded stakes horses, and the great Invisor, winner of 8 Grade 1 stakes, elected to the Hall of Fame, and he too is sire of graded stakes horses. If you're looking for a hard-hitting runner that can put you in the winner's circle, take a look at the yearlings by De Hare, Interdab, and Invisor. For more information, get in touch with my friend Kent Barnes out at Shadwell Farm, and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. Quill and leather intact, Jackie.
Yes, sir. Last evening, when we couldn't go because we'd been to Keeneland, Ralph had Red State Barbecue down at the Rooster Brew, and they have wonderful beer and all that good stuff, and you need to check it out. I think if you go online, you can find out who's coming that particular week. But what we want to talk about now is Quill and Leather and Tack, also in Paris. They have great halters. They sell how many gazillion halters a year? A gazillion, more or less. They've got weanling sale halters. That's coming up, so you want to pay attention to that. They have great twitches. They have stallion shanks. They have regular shanks. They have racetrack shanks. And turnout, weanling turnout with a double buckle English chin. I like those. I can't stand those things that you adjust, because then the end of the adjustment goes flopping around. Oh, anyway. Also, they got stuff for dogs. Our dog has his collar from Quill and Leather and Tack. They got stall plates. They've got belts for humans, and they will put your logo and your name on the belts. They have key tags. You know, you can get one of these new catalogs too, because they're really nice. Sales, they have clipboards for sales. And you know, they've got jingle sleigh bells. That's fun. Christmas is coming up. I think I've got some that I put on the front door anyway, so it people come in at jingles. Quillen Leather and Tack, 987-0730, or go to the website at Quillen, Quillin.com.
Well, the leading sire of 2-year-old winners at stud North America, that's looking at Lucky. He's got 18 2-year-old winners. Goes without saying, and he's also the leading freshman sire. Among those 18 winners are 4 stakes winners. No freshman sire sired more. The fact that looking at Lucky is siring sensational 2-year-olds should come as no surprise. He was a champion 2-year-old himself. And just wait until next year, because looking at Lucky was also the champion 3-year-old of his year, and he was a classic winner as well. He retired with earnings of over $3,307,000. And moving on to the general sire list, only 2 sires that stood North America have sired as many as 10 graded stakes winners in 2014. One of those is Giant's Causeway. 2 of Giant's Causeways are Grade 1 winners. And, of course, Giant's Causeway is already ranked number 1 on the North American sire list.
Not once, but three times. Both looking at Lucky and John's Causeway stand at Ashford Stud. For more on the Ashford Stud stallions, call the farm at 859-873-7088. Go to the website, coolmore.com.
One unlimited
days, and yesterday was cross country. Today, no, yesterday was dressage. Today is cross country, and tomorrow will be show jumping. Also this weekend is the Mounted Police Civilian Sensory Training Clinic. The public gets to train their own horses using the techniques that the Mounted Police use. It's really good. They do some in hand and some mounted, and they teach them to go on odd ground and over things and stuff, just like, and do it quietly like the police do. So if you have a horse trained in this, you can arrest somebody, I think. I'm not sure. Now, Halloween Camp Out 1 at the Kentucky Horse Park. This is for campers only this weekend through tomorrow. Lexington Catholic Cross Country Invitational. They run through the campground. Betsy used to do that. High School Cross Country Competition. It's very good. They have really, really, really good runners. They have hundreds of kids. Let's see. Today and tomorrow, PMHA. PMHA. I wonder what that stands for. Anyway, in the covered arena, show Horvath showcases Arabs, Morgans, and Frisians. PMHA. A is for association.
H is for horse.
H is for horse. PM. I don't know. Afternoon, maybe. Classes including sport, horse in hand, stick horse, tandem riding, showmanship, halter classes, liberty classes, driving classes, and breed championships. So that sounds really confusing to me. All right, next Friday, the 24th and the 25th, Certified Horsemanship Association International Conference. It's a two-day educational event, presentations from veterinarians, farriers, trainers, instructors, and equine behaviorists. Also that weekend is the Halloween Camp Out 2 for campers only. You take your camper out and have a Halloween thing. Oktoberfest Horse Trials is Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th.
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record.
Horses
to
and riders
your message,
from 30
at
states
any time.
For another 3 day introductory to any
report, press 3.
What?
For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
What? We off the air?
Go ahead. That was Michael's phone.
To send your message,
that's
press
funny.
1 at any time.
Ain't nothing we can do
to
about it.
To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3.
PMHA.
For more
purebred
options,
more.
Press 4. To cancel, press star.
Yeah, I know less now than I did before. Jeez.
Message erased.
Anyway, is Michael's phone still talking with me?
Yeah.
Michael Blawin,
oh, that's funny.
Leave a message and I'll
this is Michael
your phone Blawin. Number
please
and I'll try to get back to you as soon as I
can. I won't
can.
Leave a message for you, Michael. You screw up.
Okay, can I talk now about October?
I don't know. We may have to hang up and go all over again because his phone's doing weird things.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't now he stopped talking.
He stopped. Oh, thank the Lord. Oktoberfest. Horse trials. Next weekend. The horses and riders from 30 states for a 3 day introductory to intermediate on display. It's very beneficial in the training process for green to advanced horses and riders. It
All right.
says that.
Before Michael starts talking again, I'm going to do a set of commercials.
Yeah, hurry up.
It's the phone system coming up now, you know.
Yeah.
On his phone. Okay, well, only 3 freshman sires have 5 first crop 2-year-old stakes horses, and 2 of them stand at Spendthrift Farm, Temple City, and Warrior's Reward. That's reason enough to take a good look at the Temple City and Warrior's Reward yearlings at the October Fall Yearling Sales, which, of course, starts Monday. First crop juveniles by Grade 1 stakes winner Lion of David are also showing run. 9 have won a place, the most recent, on October 3 when Combat Diver won a maiden special at Belmont, and Dirt Monster, never out of the money, he stakes place. First crop yearling sires standing at Spendthrift are the Grade 1 stakes winner Arch 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 by the top sire Arch, Patio Prado,
a Grade 1 winner that he also placed in the Kentucky Derby. He's the son of El Prado. Grade 1 winner Tisway, he's the fastest son of the great Tis now. And Wilburn, a graded stakes winner by the outstanding sire Bernardini. Also, with yearlings in the sale are the highly successful spendthrift sires Into Mischief, a proven sire of Grade 1 stakes winners, and Malibu Moon, for six straight years, the leading son of A.P. India had stood in North America. Call the farm. Ask about breeding incentives to the spendthrift stallions. 859-294-0030. Talk to Des Dempsey, Brian Lyle, or Mark Toothacker, and see the website at spendthriftfarm.com. All right. I want to talk a little bit about Lubricin and Reborn, two products that were developed by Dr. Steve Allday, one of the nation's top veterinarians and a friend of mine and a good friend of racing's and especially a good friend of old friends. He's done a whole lot for him over at Old Friends. And thank you, Steve, for doing that. Steve just had a birthday last week. And some of the products that he's developed, Lubricin and Reborn. And I tell you what, the two products that I believe in and what will make you believe in them is the performance of some of his horses. For instance, Daredevil, recent stakes winner, Grade 1 stakes winner, won a Champagne. A Grade 1 stakes winner, Angela Renee, won the Chandelier Stakes. Hi, come on in. What else? Wise Dan, of course, ran on those products. Here comes my interview. And get up. you don't want to sit in his lap. okay. Anyway, Lubricin and Reborn, they're two products that, as I say, I believe in. They're both all natural and they're test-free. And they're great products. Reborn, I tell you, Wise Dan ran on Reborn, and you know how long he's kept going. I hope he gets to return to the races, but I know they'll do what's right for him. But here's how you find out about these two products. Reborn, of course, it's 100% natural bovine colostrum. Builds up a horse's immune system. You start using that with foals and keep right on going with it. It's Lubricin, Lubricin.com. And Reborn is Reborne.com. And you can buy them at Old Friends. They make them for people, incidentally, the Reborn. And I use it.
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record.
Okay, now wait a minute.
To send your message, press 1 at any time.
Michael's phone is clipping in now.
Press 2.
We're going to have to hang up and call in again.
For more options, press 4.
All right, we're going to play something down there, and then we're going to have to do that. Okay, well, anyway, I recommend that you buy them. It's Lubricin.com and Reborn.com.
Press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
5. That's Michael's blowing his phone. Michael, you screw up.
To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options,
service
press
been
4.
We have to die.
Careful.
I'm going to say dirty words.
Family, it's a family show.
We're going to say dirty words, Michael. He really fouled us up. Word, I've got to do a Pin Oak commercial. Alternation and Broken Vow both stand at Pin Oak Stud, and both are by leading sires. Both descend from the same Pin Oak Stud female family, and both were superior runners. Broken Vow, the nation's leading active son of sire of sires Unbridled, is the sire of 26 stakes horses this year alone. Most recent, Reina da Bateria, I guess I pronounced it right, winner of Keeneland's Grade 3, $150,000 J.P. Morgan Chase Jessamine Stakes. That's for two-year-old fillies. They rented on October 8th. Alternation is the son of Distorted Humor, who has topped the North American sire list and the sire winners of all three Triple Crown races and a winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic. Broken Vow was a multiple graded stakes winner, won 5 stakes, and earned over $725,000. Alternation was a multiple graded stakes winner, won 6 stakes and over $1 million. And there's a strong demand for Broken Vow's progeny at the sales. For instance, Reina da Bateria sold for $435,000 as a yearling. Alternation's first foals are due next year. He's a grand-looking horse, and we're looking forward to their arrival. For more on the stallions at Pin Oak Stud, contact Clifford Berry or Nancy Stevens, 859-873-1470, and see the website at pinoakstud.com. We're going to start the second hour of this, and I want to talk to Emma Mulvey.
Emily.
Emma.
Emma?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said Emily. Oh. No.
You know,
okay.
It's tough.
Pay attention. I'm wrong.
Are you married, Emma?
No.
Well, don't get that way.
You can act like this. Yes, you can act like this and not be married.
It's fine. Somebody else just asked me this morning if I was married, and I said, nope,
not yet anyway.
No, thank you.
Well, Emma trains out here at the Thoroughbred Center. I think she's in barn 8?
12.
12. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I was even number anyway.
Yeah, right.
But won ground. A race just the other day with a nice old horse. Mysterious Noise.
Mysterious Noise.
Was that his name? One
yes.
At, oh, hey, Paul. All right. One at
Indiana
Dance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's, you won two with him now?
Yeah, that was my second win with him.
Second win mm-hmm. with him. How long have you been training now?
Since June.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Well,
what is that, 5-6 months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you got, what, 7 you said over there?
I have 7 horses over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's in the barn with you over there?
Like who shares the barn with me? Or,
yeah.
Yeah. Nobody, actually. There's nobody on the other side.
Oh, that's nice.
That is nice. Wow.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
nice.
So you got the barn all to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. We used to be in barn 15 when we trained out here.
Well, we were in several.
Well, yeah, well, actually, that was when Jackie stopped training, you know. But anyway, where are you from?
I am originally from Rhode Island, and I lived in Rhode Island until I was 14, and then I moved to Ocala, Florida. And okay. I lived there for 6 years before I moved to Lexington.
Rhode Island. There's no racetracks up there.
I think Suffolk was in Boston, but now it's closed. So.
Yeah. Suffolk. But yeah.
So that's the closest.
That's Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's the closest track.
Pardon
to
my old geography.
Yeah, that's the closest track to the whole state.
Yeah. Now, Rockingham was in New Hampshire, I believe.
Yeah. Yep, New Hampshire.
Yeah, and then they had a fair circuit up there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if they've ever had a track in Rhode Island. Surely the guy that did.
I don't know.
How did you get interested in horses in Rhode Island? Was your family in the horse business?
My mom's into horses. Yeah, she's in the horse business.
While you were living in Rhode Island?
Mm-hmm. She does dressage and show horses, so I kind of grew up around horses, and then I got into racehorses when I moved to Florida.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What, did you show horses, you said?
I did. I used to ride event horses when I was a kid.
Oh.
So.
To Pony Club?
I did Pony Club.
Aha!
Uh-huh. The whole.
What level?
I pony clubbed up to a C2.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's excellent. Yeah.
We just had a guy in here a minute ago who was an A-level pony clubber.
Yeah, Hill.
I didn't make my A. I could go back and do it again, I think, because you can stay in pony club now until you're 25.
I'm not sure.
Mark. I know they increased the age.
Is that right?
And you have a certain period after you're out that you can come back.
Yeah, you can
do that.
Come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting stuff. It's good stuff. It's where all the Olympic.
Yeah,
did you have thoroughbreds? Something? Were you getting on thoroughbreds? Or?
No. My mom used to breed Cleveland Bays. They're actually an endangered breed. So
they are.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa!
I was never.
What do you call them?
Cleveland Bays.
Cleveland Bays.
Yeah.
They were originally heavy harness.
Yes.
Yep. And they are bay, and they have some white feet sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I remember them.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Nice.
I just been born and raised around Thoroughbridge, you know. You come up with Cleveland Bays.
I don't know. When you're a little girl and you're horse crazy,
you had to move to Ohio to have
you read it all. You read it all and you turn a page and there's another breed.
Well, how come you moved to Ocala?
My mom is not. She does not like the cold weather, so she wanted to be in Florida where it's warm. Mm-hmm. It doesn't snow.
Did you like Ocala?
Yeah, it's kind of boring, but I like it there. It's not
kind of boring.
Yeah.
In what way?
Just there's like not a whole lot to do. If you don't like horses, there's not really anything to do.
Yeah.
But I got lucky and I got into the thoroughbreds, so that kind of kept me pretty busy while I was
okay.
Down
who'd
here.
You start in with thoroughbreds?
When I was 15, I started grooming at Double Diamond in the training barn.
Okay.
Under a guy named Mark Tucker, and then it took me like 2 weeks to figure out that exercise riders worked half the day and made twice as much money as I did, so I decided I wanted to be an exercise rider, obviously, so I could make more money. But I was only 15, so the, like, liability they couldn't teach me.
Oh, right.
So I worked there for like 2 years, and then I met a guy who trains horses in a training center down there, and he taught me how to gallop, and I worked for him for like 3.5 years.
Uh-huh. What training center?
Classic Mile.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been to Ocala several times. I used to go down there in the 70s and 80s and sales and stuff like that.
Learn to ride, you jack up your stirrups and take a cross, right? That's pretty much it.
That's it.
I watched you ride out here. You look good on a horse.
Thank you.
Yeah. You learn pretty well, whoever taught you. Yeah. You get on your own horses.
I do. I get on my own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When did you go onto the racetrack after you? Yeah, I guess you were galloping on the training center.
Yeah, in the training center. And then I first went to the track, and I went to Saratoga, and I worked for Chad Brown for a summer in Saratoga.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was moving here to go to school at UK. So I moved here, and then I looked for a year-round job in Lexington, which is kind of hard to find, but I started working for Kellen Gorder at Keeneland.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. For Kellen.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Kellen. Doing very well. Yeah,
very well. So,
Chad Brown, Kellen Gorder. Mm-hmm. That's who you came up on.
And then I worked for Kellen for like 2.5 years. And
who?
Then I worked for Kellen for 2.5 years. And then I worked for Ben Colebrook for a little while before I came out here on my own.
Ben just won the stakes yesterday.
He did. His first stake, too.
Was that Ben's first stake?
Yeah, I used to ride that filly. What a nice filly she was. Very classy. Very classy.
He won the Pin Oak stakes yesterday.
Yeah. We were out there. Did you go watch it?
I didn't. I had to make up midterms yesterday that I had missed Thursday.
Oh, you're still in school.
I'm still in school.
Yeah. What are you majoring in?
Yeah. Agricultural economics.
Oh, well, that's a good combination.
I like the front part. The back part sounds...
Yeah, that's what I'm in. I'm in my senior year, so I'm like knee-deep in all the economic stuff right now, it's not fun.
Not fun.
Not fun. No.
I don't think so. Yeah.
But...
But you now you got horses to train.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go to school and do that? Kind of tough, isn't it? You spread a little thin?
Drink a lot of Red Bull.
A lot. Funny.
Yeah.
Well, now, so you have your classes in the afternoons?
Yeah, they're in the afternoon or the evening and online.
Oh, okay. Because you get out of here. What time do you get out of here in the morning?
Usually between 10:30 and 11.
Then you get a class, and then you come back and do up, or do you have somebody do up?
I have grooms that feed in the afternoon. I try and come back whenever I can in the afternoon and set feed and get all that done.
Yeah. Well, you're awful young, be training, so forth. One of the youngest female trainers that I've run across.
Yeah.
It does. You find that it helps you a lot to get on your own horses?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very particular about how riders ride and how horses go, so I think it's helpful to me to get on my own. It's also, I realized I've had a friend of mine get on my horses a few times just to see them go, because I never get to see them get over the track, but it's really helpful to get on my own.
Let me take a break.
Do you breeze your own real quick?
Yeah, I do.
You breeze them also?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, timid little thing, isn't she?
Yeah. Let me get back to you. But last year's winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Classic, Mucho Macho Man, is to stand his first season to stud next year at Edina Springs, Kentucky. There he will join his sire, Macho Uno, an Eclipse Award-winning two-year-old, and four other winners of the Breeders' Cup Classic. Awesome Again, Alphabet Soup, Fort Larned, Ghost Zapper. Awesome Again is the only active Breeders' Cup Classic winner to have sired a winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic. And, of course, that's the mighty Ghost Zapper, elected to Racing's Hall of Fame, and a highly successful sire in his own right. Go Zapper is the sire of 14 stakes winners this year. Alphabet Soup's a proven Grade 1 sire, and the first foals by Fort Larned are due in 2015. Mucho Macho Man retired with earnings of over $5,625,000 and the admiration of the racing world for his courage and durability. He outgamed Will Take Charge to win last year's Breeders' Cup Classic, and the year before, he had taken Fort Larned right down to the wire in the Breeders' Cup Classic. Also at Edina Springs is the classic winner, Touch Gold, sire of 5 Grade 1 stakes horses, and of Touching Promise, winner on Columbus Day of the Grade 3 Ballerina Stakes in Canada. For a racing performance at its highest level, call Edina Springs at 859-987-1798 and see the website at edinastallions.com.
It's a rough world out there, son. It's dog eat dog. Central Kentucky's home for sport.
Well, Creative Cause met and defeated Bodemeister. I'll have another. Union Rags, Paintner, Hanson, Doolahan, Gemologist, Leosan, Take Charge Indy, Optimizer. As a matter of fact, he defeated every horse he ever ran against on his way to accumulating earnings of over $1 million. He's a grade one stakes winner and millionaire, by a grade one stakes winner and millionaire, and out of a grade one stakes winner and millionaire. Now, that's a grade one pedigree. Creative Cause is by three times champion Sire Giants Causeway. Sire this year of 14 stakes winners, 10 of them graded stakes winners. He's tied with Tappet in that category. Two of them are grade one stakes winners. Creative Cause's dam is the Brilliant Dream of Summer, winner of the grade one Apple Blossom, and of over $1,191,000. Book full in his first two seasons at stud. First full's a weaning, so keep an eye out for him at the upcoming sales. Stands at Mr. and Mrs. Burton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. And remember that the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. All right, I'm talking to Emma Mulvey. I pronounce your last name right? Mulvey.
Mulvey.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Irish?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what sounds called. Irish. I thought it was Irish.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Well, you fit in right with the rest of them around here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Your name isn't Jose. It's bound to be Patrick or something.
Anyway, she trains out here at the Thoroughbred Center. And it's a very convenient place for you to train, I find. You know, I mean, it's... you get to stay here anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I had never been out here until I moved my horses out here, but it's nice. It's quiet. Yeah.
Kellen used to train here.
Yeah, he did have horses here.
Oh, yeah.
I never came over when he had horses over here.
You stayed at Keeneland.
I stayed at Keeneland.
On the poly track.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no more poly track.
No more poly track.
No more poly
track. It's nice. Everybody likes it. I've heard good things about it.
Yeah.
The new track?
The new track.
Yeah, it seems very fair.
Yeah.
The horses come from behind, they go front, you know, they win. And I haven't seen any bias, to tell you.
No.
We've had people.
Even with all that rain. Now, that's pretty good.
Yeah, even with the rain.
Because usually it gets soggy spots.
Yeah, and their drainage system, it works really well. You know, they said that they only had, I think, one or two really sloppy days with all the rain that we've had in the last 10 days straight.
Good drainage then.
Yeah, very good drainage.
Mm. Yeah. It was pretty sloppy.
I got drainage too. I had a sinus infection. I'm sorry.
Moving right along.
No, don't you love this track though?
I do. I like this track a lot.
It's the safe track.
It is. Yeah. It is.
We used to train out here for years and years, and then I clocked out here.
For
10 years.
And they gave him a julep cup.
Yeah.
Get rid of him.
Yeah, I started losing my hearing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I always had a hard time understanding Hispanics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the riders and so forth, you know. And then when I got so I couldn't understand the Irish, I knew it was time to quit.
Time to quit.
Yeah, it was all Jimmy Cargan's fault.
Jimmy.
He's a character. You've met Jimmy?
Yeah.
Yeah, who hadn't?
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
So you live in Lexington?
I do. I live in Lexington.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is you up here by yourself, I guess, and your family? You're not married, are you?
No. I don't have any family up here, but actually my best friend from high school, who is from Florida, born and raised, she ended up moving up here. So
she's
like my sister. So I have her up here.
She go to school here too?
She's going to start school. She was going to stay a year and get residency in Kentucky, and then she's going to start nursing school. So.
Yeah. I've got a granddaughter start going into nursing.
Yeah. She starts like now.
Yeah,
she's
there now.
Yeah, they start now. You can go to the community college over there, LCXYZPB.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, I can't remember. And it's a good program.
It is a very good program.
Yeah, they let them work at hospitals and stuff to get started.
To get started and get hands-on.
Yeah.
Okay. I noticed you got an Arlington Park sweatshirt on.
I do.
Yeah. You've been up to Arlington?
Did you steal it or did you buy that?
Actually, I stole it from Kellen Gorder.
There you go.
I have been to Arlington, though. I love Arlington. It's beautiful.
You've been to Ireland?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you go over there? You're too young going to pubs, so what? I don't know about the age limit over there, though. So.
Oh, I think it's 18.
Yeah. What were you doing over there? Just for vacation?
Yeah, vacation.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Did you go to the Curragh?
No.
Oh, my God. Well, she was going to Ireland.
I thought you said
Arlington Park.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, and we're talking about Ireland?
Well, she's the one who brought up Ireland.
Oh, I said Arlington.
She said Arlington.
I've been to both.
Oh, you have been to Ireland.
I have been to both. Okay. I have been to Ireland, and I have been to Arlington Park.
Telephone, Jackie. Have you noticed the bugler plays the wrong song out there, the wrong thing?
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that, too?
Where?
At Keeneland.
They don't play
Call of the Post.
No, he plays some other...
Assembly.
He plays Assembly. Yeah. And then he plays a little toodly-doot before that, but I don't know what that one is. It's odd.
Yeah.
But there you go.
Who's that?
They hung up. I guess it was a mistake.
Oh, okay. Somebody butt called you.
Okay. What have you got? What are you training? How old are they?
I have my horse that just won.
Is they yours? Are they yours?
They're all the same owner.
Oh, okay.
So I have my horse that just won is actually a 6-year-old.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And, then I have a 5-year-old as well. I have four 3-year-olds and a 4-year-old. So all older.
And they all started?
Yeah. I have one. One just made his first career start, and one filly that should make her first career start in a week or 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Where are you going?
Probably Indiana.
Indiana?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens when you have to go to Indiana and you've got a class?
I don't go to class.
No, girl.
Yay. Higher education is highly
I told all my teachers at the beginning of the semester, sorry, I will only come like once every fourth class. And they all think it's cool. I actually have a teacher who is like, oh, tell me when to bet on your horses, and it's fine if you're not in class. So I was like, okay.
If you want to.
Yeah.
If you.
You can teach them a little agriculture economics.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You teach them some economics, all right. They're going to bet all the time.
So.
Yeah. That's great.
We used to bet on our own is all. So we were losers.
Yeah. I don't bet. I never have bet, and I don't bet on my own horses. My horse, the first time he won, though, he paid $50, and he just paid $37 to win the other day, so I think I need to start betting on my horses.
We always did 20 across. Well, no, we always did 20 across.
Mm-hmm. No, just 20 to win. And we always, whoever ran the horse for us, we used to bet for them.
Yeah, we bet 2 across for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never bet Cheap 20. Steak.
I always did. 20 across.
Now you know, Ursula.
Yeah.
Now I know. I wonder where in the hell all that money went.
Well, that's what happened to it.
Yeah.
Women.
Unless we won. What's the longest one we ever had? That little horse of Alice.
Alice.
Scott's
horse. Yeah. Little red horse we got that she wanted to win one more race for. It was a cheap horse.
Yeah.
I told her, this lady.
Hit bad feet.
I said, he came in with matched quarter cracks.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Alice is going to take, 4 or 5 months to get this horse ready to run. And she said, I just want to win one race with him. So we got him ready and finally got to be able to take the bar shoe. We ran in a couple of times in bar shoes and it didn't work, how that goes. And we caught a sloppy track up at River Downs one day and had taken the first time with no bar shoes. He paid $126.
Oh, wow.
I said, now take him home, Alice.
Yeah, that's it. You won your other one. Take him home.
Yeah. We've still got that chart. I pull that out every now and then. That's your longest shot. I don't think we bet a nickel on him.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Well,
but it was such a fun time. She had horses all inbred to Man of War.
Oh, okay.
Have to go back away.
So somebody said, oh, they know her horses, little chestnut horses, big blaze, duck out the gap.
That's not good.
Well, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate you coming by.
Thanks for stopping in.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And, we'll watch your horses and
keep up with you.
Let us know when to bet and when not to bet.
I will. I definitely will.
Okay.
We never knew.
Yeah. I didn't tell anybody. But
We were just occasionally surprised.
Yes. Almost every time. I'll be darned, we'd say.
All right. Well, I've been talking to Emma Mulvey, and she trains here at the Thoroughbred Center. If you want somebody, a pretty young lady to train your horses for,
that's right.
Come
you'd take other horses.
Go to Barn 12 and talk to Emma.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks, Emma. We appreciate you coming by.
Yeah.
Be careful out there reading those things now. Well, Columbus Day at Belmont, the $100,000 pumpkin pie stakes was won by Classic Point, a five-year-old mare by Flatterbred in Florida by J.V. Shields. Classic Point is placed in grade two stakes at Saratoga. Most recent win brought her earnings to over $368,000. She's one of 10 2014 stakes winners by Flatter. Flatter's sired a very solid 15% stakes horse from starters, among them such superior runners as Flat Out. He won the Jockey Club Gold Cup twice, earned over $3,645,000, and it was Tar Heel Mom, a graded stakes winner of over $832,000. Apart, the graded stakes went over $735,000. That's just a name, but three of his 60 black type horses. A successful son of AP Indy. Flatter is well represented at the October Fall Yearling Sale at Fazy Tippin, as are the Claiborne Stallions Arch, Blame, First Samurai, Horse Greeley, Parading, Stroll, Trapshot, Warfront. So look them over, and for more information on the Claiborne Stallions, contact Bernie Sams at 859-233-4252 and see the website at claibornefarm.com. Well, Hill Parker was in here a little bit earlier and described a couple of nice farms that he had had for sale. Hill and his lovely bride, Reagan, are in the real estate business. Let me give you their website. It's LexHorseFarms.com. LexHorseFarms.com. Great website. Go there and look over what they've got, you know. They've got, one thing they've got is over 12 years experience in the real estate business. And they're horse people, and they understand horsemen and what you're looking for. If you're trying to sell, and he just sold a nice farm down in Bourbon County, talking to Nita Hone yesterday, incidentally, and she was extremely pleased with the way that Hill and Reagan had handled her account, and they got the job done for her. Sold a farm within 3 months, I think.
Yeah.
Amazing, you know, I mean.
Well, and she said he's so calm about it. And kept her calm. She said, you know, when you got something for sale, you're antsy about it. And he was so competent and so thorough and so obviously able to do what he was going to do. She said it just took the worry out of it.
Yeah, that's great.
That's great. Yeah.
So go to that website. They've got listings, outstanding variety of locations and sizes and prices. And they're just, begin with, they're just the nicest people that you would ever want to do business with. They're people you can trust, and they'll work real hard for you.
Yeah.
They're nice. Their website, again, is LexHorseFarms.com, and their number, it's a Lexington number, 859, of course, 608-8039. That's, they're real horse people, and they'll do work real hard for you. Well, tis Deja Vu's first crop two-year-old to running. Five of his eight starters won a place. Miss Deja Vu, she won first time out at Gulfstream, came right back, won again at Gulfstream. Sister Shays won a maiden special, then ran fourth in $100,000 stakes. Tis Gorgeous won a maiden special at Arlington Park. U.S. Navy started twice now, both in maiden specials, got a second and a third. Yoma G won her second career start. Tis Deja Vu won more graded stakes than any son of the great Tis Now, and Tis Now is rapidly developing into a sire of sires. He's a sire of the third-ranked sire on the second-crop sire list, and the second-ranked sire on the third-crop sire list. Polk McLean's Crestwood Farm, offering two yearlings by Tis Deja Vu at Fazy Tipton October sale, which opens Monday, plus other youngsters by End of Mischief, Bluegrass Cat, Exchange Rate, Noble Causeway, Pioneer the Nile, and Super Saver. Stop by Barn B, as is in boy, Barn B, and take a look. And while there, ask about the many services available at Crestwood Farm. It's family-owned, it's family-operated, it's a great place to board your horses. And they have raised more than 250 stakes horses right there at Crestwood Farm. They know what they're doing. Farm number 859-252-3770, and see the website, crestwoodfarm.com.
Sally Van fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why for more than half a century, Sally Van's has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
All righty. Well, the feature out of Keeneland Day is Alexis Raven Run. It's a grade two race. And I have with me on the phone Ace Handicapper.
Steve Moody. And Steve, of course, he's the author of the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet, which you can find. Go to brisnet.com, BRISNET.com, and pick one up, or you can get one of the Daily Racing Form, wherever they sell that. And Steve, who's going to win this thing today? It's a pretty good race, isn't it?
Yeah, Ursel, it is. Had field of 13 drawn for the race. We've got a couple scratches this morning. The one, Milam, and the nine-horse, Courageous Julie, were scratched. Leaves us with a field of 11. Track is listed as fast, so expecting a good race today. Of course, this is a race for three-year-old fillies. And they're going 7 furlongs, and still a very well matched race. I don't think you could accept a short price on anyone in here. I was sort of drawn to the 6 horse Divided Attention for Kieran McLaughlin. This filly was second to Stop Charging Maria. And of course, she came out of that race and won a stake, her next race. And, then of course, and Divided Attention came back out of that, runner up finish. And, she won, easily, next time out. She added the Lasix for that race. This is an AP Indy, filly, a well bred filly, lightly raced. And I think she still has some, room to improve. I kind of look for her to be in a pretty good spot here. There's some speed in front of her. I think she can kind of stalk and then make her run when they head for home. So I'm going to give her a slight edge over the two from the Ramsey barn. Thank you, Mary Lou. This is another one. She's stepping up the ladder after an easy win. Last time out for Mike Maker, and she added blinkers for that race, won Dogwood at Churchill. So she looks to be on top of her game, and I think that the only issue I'm not crazy about her is, of course, now with Milam out, he's down on the rail, and that's not usually a place I like at Keeneland, especially in the 7 furlong and the beard course races. But, you know, you got to give her a chance in here. And then the on the outside, the 11, Misbehavior. It's filly by Jumpstart. That's got some versatility, can show run on a lead or be rated. I think she's got enough speed to get a pretty good trip from the outside in here, and that's the outside post is really not disadvantageous from in these 7 furlong races anyway. So, well matched group, giving the edge to the 6 horse for Kieran McLaughlin. Divided Attention will go 6-2-11 in the Raven Run.
6-2-11 in the Raven Run. All right, give me one more winner, LSU or Kentucky?
Well, they don't lose down there at night too often. I think the last, 5 years, they've lost 3 times and twice as, I think, to Alabama. They're number one in the nation, and they lost Mississippi State this year, who's now number one in the nation. So,
yeah,
I probably have to go with the Bayou Bengals, but I'm hoping it'll be, you know, maybe we'll come up with a winning formula and catch them right on the wire. You never know.
Yeah. Well, I'm real pleased with the season so far. If they just go down there and give them a good game. You don't get blown away, and yeah, I don't think they will. I think they will. I think they'll play a good game.
I agree with you, Ursula. I don't think this group is one that's intimidated. You know, everybody was concerned about that going to Florida, and they went down there and
no quit in them, is it?
And I think they'll do the same with this group. LSU's not a explosive kind of a team. offensively. So I'm hoping we can hang in there, and maybe if we get some turnovers, you never know what might happen.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, it will.
All right. Okay. This has been Steve Moody, author of the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet. So as I'm saying, go to brisnet.com, BRISNET.com. Thanks, Steve.
All right, Ursula.
Well, Ms. and Mass is sired 7 Grade 1 stakes winners. The most recent, Full Mass, winner of the Group 1 Grand Criterium on the day they ran the Arc. Full Mass is undefeated in 3 starts, and he has also won the Group 3 Prix La Rochette. Ms. and Mass is also one of only 4 active sires to have sired 2 winners of Breeders' Cup races on the same day. He accomplished that feat when Flotilla won the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Fillies Turf and Ms. Direction the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint, beating males. Ms. Direction came back the next year, 2013, to win the same race. She retired with earnings over $1 million. Flotilla came back at 3 last year. She won the Classic Group 1 French 1,000 Guineas, and she's earned over $1 million. She's group placed again this year. To sire Grade 1 stakes winner, that's quite an accomplishment. To sire 7 Grade 1 stakes winners, that's no accident. Grade 1 stakes winner Mizzen Mass by champion sire Cozin stands at Judmont Farm, home also a Grade 1 stakes winner and Grade 1 sire First Defense. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or to Aaron Fry and see the website at judmont.com. Well, the $100,000 Speakeasy Stakes out at Santa Anita was won by Columbus Day. By Lord Nelson, it was run on Columbus Day and was won by Lord Nelson. That's a 2-year-old colt by Clear Sky Farms. And Lord Nelson was raised on products from Macaulay Brothers. These are the same folks, incidentally, that sold the colt top price yearling out of Keenan September sales for $2.2 million. I think they had another $1 million plus yearling, too, raised on Macaulay products. And in Canada over the weekend, a Blue Dancer, another 2-year-old, won the Ascot Graduation Stakes, and he, too, was raised on Macaulay products by another valued customer, Keen Ridge Farm. So, through the Monday holiday, horses raised on Macaulay Brother products have won 163 stakes this year. Now, 86 of those were graded stakes, and 20 of them were grade one. We're especially proud that 2 times Horse of the Year, Wise Dan, was raised on Macaulay products, raised right over at Patch and Wilkes Farm. Macaulay Brothers is the first feed bill in the nation to produce products exclusively for the horse. Call Mike Warren or David Longmire. Here's the number. It's 859 number 873-3333. Check the website at MacaulayBros.com or stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. Macaulay Brothers, that is where it is all about the horse. Now, the Daily Racing Form Sunday edition is now on your newsstands. Another great addition to the Daily Racing Form, Racing's Bible. In the Sunday edition, there's a column written by John Sparkman. He writes about Dane Hill, that great son of Danzig, who's gone now, of course, but stood entire life over in Ireland, and one of the world's top sires. Joe Nevels has given us courage of the Fasey Tipton Kentucky October sales, which starts this coming Monday. There is a history challenge in there. There are columns by Jay Hoveday, who's one of the, my estimation, one of the best turf riders around now. Marty McGee's got some stuff in there, so is Matt Haggerty. And he was writing about the Breeders' Cup out of Keeneland for 2015, tickets and so forth like that. Past performances in tomorrow's Sunday edition from Keeneland, Belmont, Gulfstream, Woodbine, Thistle Downs, and right up the road here at Belterra. It's a great addition to the racing form. And I tell you what, for the breeding edition, you need to go to visit drf.com/breeding update. Sign up today for that. It's drf.com/breeding update. And you will get the breeding updates from the Daily Racing Form, Racing's Bible. All righty. I've got my choice to read Ken Hollingsworth or Joe Palmer. Which one should I read? I've got a few minutes here. Not a whole lot of time. I think I'll try, because I admit this gentleman that he writes about, this was written back in the
I guess about the early 1980s, and he was writing about an old-time horseman named George Strait, S-T-R-A-T. And I met Mr. Strait down at Ocala many moons ago, I guess back in the late 1970s or something, down there to a sale. So it's fun to read about, and Kent does a great job talking to these kind of people and writing about them. So here we go. We're checking yearlings at the sale, as has been his wont for more than 70 years, with George H. Strait. Since he broke Imp and galloped her at 2 and 3 in Ohio for Uncle Don Brossman, Strait has seen the promise of 1,000 young horses. He was born in Louisville. His mother died when he was 6. His father, when he was 9. I ran away from the orphanage when I was 14 and a half years old. Joined Sam Bryant's stable at Churchill Downs. But they found me out about 6 weeks later and took me back. Then I ran away again, caught on with Colonel Robert L. Baker at old Oakley Park. That was my first regular job, working around the barns and getting on a few horses, rode a little Ohio and Indiana fairs. You know, Uncle Dan didn't care much about thoroughbreds, only to cross mares with standardbred stallions to get trotters. He didn't think much of Imp either when she was racing around in Ohio. But when she went to New York, she won the Suburban, that was in 1899, and beat all the good colts around then. In 1904, Strait was foreman for C.E. Boots Durnell. You know, I saddled the first Kentucky Derby winner ever bred and owned by a lady. Mrs. Durnell owned this colt by free night, bred by a lady out in Missouri, Mrs. J.B. Prather. Mrs. Durnell came around one day. We were racing out at old Ascot Park in California, and she was wanting to know how to get eligible for the Kentucky Derby, so we nominated Elwood, and Boots didn't know anything about it. We shipped over to Churchill Downs, and Boots went on to Chicago, and then he came down to see Elwood's final workout, which wasn't much, and he says he ain't going to do anything. He's too fat. Went on back to Chicago. Well, only 5 horses run in the Derby that year, and we were the longest shot in the field at 15-1, but we win by 1/2 length. You never saw anybody as pleased as Mrs. Durnell. She won the Latonia Derby with Elwood, too, that year. Strait saddled 2 other horses for the Kentucky Derby. Mrs. Frank Helger's Agrarian finished 3rd to Cavalcade in 1934, and H.S. Nesbitt's Starator finished 2nd to Whirlaway in 1941. I won the Hollywood Derby with him. The best horse Strait ever had? Inch Cape. Never beaten. Would have been a great sire, but he got burned up. Bought him as a weaning for $2,000 from John E. Madden. Sold him for $150,000 as a 2-year-old to Harry Sinclair. After I left Nevada Stock Farm, I went to work for John H. Rossiter, vice president of Grace Steamship. I built that farm out there, the Wicked Up Rancho near Santa Rosa, California. 1,100 acres, and he sent me to Kentucky to buy some stallions. Got disguised out of the Wycliffe stud dispersal. Then went out to Madden's to see Friar Rock. I had letters of credit in my pocket amounting to $250,000. Madden and me got to dickering around there, and I finally bought Friar Rock for $60,000. Madden kept after me, though, trying to find out who I was buying for. I wouldn't tell him. But he found out, met Mr. Rossiter in New York later, and they worked out another deal where Madden kept a half interest in the horse and would stand him a couple of seasons at Hamburg Place, and then he would stand 2 seasons at Wicked Up. Well, that was when I got Inch Cape, 1918. He was in Friar Rock's first crop. I had bought Passing Shower from Madden for Mr. Rossiter the year before for $7,000. Win this spinaway stakes with her. Fred Burlew was training for us in Inchcape when his first start at Aqueduct, and 10 days later came right back and went to Tremont by 7 lengths. Sam Hillworth, then assembling the powerful Rancoca stable for Harry Sinclair and George D. Widener, each reportedly made offers of $100,000 for Inchcape, which were refused. The record price for Tuyol at that time was $75,000. Louis Winans had paid for Madden. Madden Sir Martin, that was in 1908. Within a week after the Tremont, Inchcape was in the Rancoca Stakes, the transfer being made for a reported $150,000. Inchcape did not meet Trister or Prudery, generally regarded as the best 2-year-olds in 1920. He raced only once more as a 3-year-old in Sinclair's Colors, winning an allowance race by 10 lengths at Saratoga before he suffered a training injury. Roster refunded the sales price and took Inchcape to California. I rented a place here to keep Mr. Rossiter's mares when we bred to Kentucky Stallion. Rented from Price Heatley for $700 a year, what he called the whiskey farm. Used to make whiskey there in a building next to the creek. That's where the Campbell House is now. Had a half-mile training track out there in the middle of the golf course. Never used it, only kept broodmares there. I used to race a lot out west before I went with Mr. Rossiter. I trained for George Wingfield in 1915, who had the Nevada Stock Farm. I saddled the first winner ever sired by Sweep, filly named Washoe Bell. Won a little stakes with her at Denver. Won the Nevada Derby with Star Shooter at Reno that year. And Wingfield gave me $650 and a stopwatch. Another good mare I trained for him was Celestra by Sempronius. Before that, in 1905, I won the California Derby at Tanforan with Dr. Lego by Perdure D by Charlie McCaffrey. Since he saddled his first winner, Nettie Regent, on April 20, 1899, at Newport, Kentucky, for Mrs. Kate P. Ship, Strait has trained a large number of good horses for many owners, including Willis Sharp Kilmer. 1 year he had the second string, won a lot of races. The Tedlock Stables, for which he won the 1930 Prince of Wales Plate in Canada, was spearhead. Royce Martin, for whom he won a division of the 1944 Kent Stakes with K.T., Braeburn Farm, for which he won the 1951 Astoria and Colleen Stakes with Star Infant, Ogden Phipps, for whom he won the San Marcos Handicap with Great Captain, Carrollton Burke, Walter Dupree, and Greentree Stable. I was with the Lester Manor Stable for 33 years, owned by Frank Heller, carpet man from New York, and Benjamin O'Shea of Union Carbide. Compliance won the Alabama and the Monmouth Oaks for us in 1948. Open Show won the Benjamin Franklin Handicap. Bevy Roses was the last good filly I trained. Won the Miss America Turf Handicap in California. That was 1959. Then they had a farm in Virginia, but kept all the Lester Manor horses with Leslie Combs. First foal out of Bevy Roses, a yearling filly, sold here 2 years ago for $52,000. Strait says he retired 4 years ago, but racing men never retire. Really, as long as there's a crop of yearlings coming on. He lives in Little Rock, Arkansas, and serves as an advisor for Gene Goff's Verna Lee Farm over in Fayetteville, Arkansas. We're selling that good filly, Nylene Wonder, in a Ocala next month. She beat Tosma and Miss Cavendish last year, you know. Would have been the best, but she went wrong. Say, I better do some studying here on this catalog. Some of these yearlings will get by me. If you're going to write anything, sort of soft-pedal it. Never cared much for publicity. George Strait, with more than 70 years of racing, looks forward to the next sale. I think Kent does a marvelous job of those kind of... that's one of his old columns, I'm sure, that he wrote while he was with the editor of the Blood Horse. Well, there are four yearlings from the first crop by Albertus Maximum. Cattle for the October sale at Fasey Tipton, two colts and two fillies. The colts are hip number 670 and 995. The fillies 507 and 1046. Take a good look because they're sidebar runner. Albertus Maximus won the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. The Grade 1 Don set a new track record for a mile in the Windy Sands. That's a Del Mar. Earned over $1,328,000. The yearlings in the sale by De Hare, a Grade 1 winner by Awesome Again, and a proven sire of graded stakes horses. Interdab, a brilliant sprinter and proven sire of graded stakes horses. By the Great Invisor, winner of 8 Grade 1 stakes, elected to the Hall of Fame, and a proven sire of graded stakes horses. If you're looking for a hard-hitting runner that you can put in the winner's circle, take a look at the yearlings by De Hare, Interdab, and Invisor. Excuse me. For more information, contact Stallion Manager Kent Barnes at Chadwell. See the website chadwellfarm.com.
Want unlimited access to pedigree reports on more than 2 million foals for a low annual cost? Then Brisnet's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand at brisnet.com/APR and optimized for tablet and mobile. The APR Online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on North American thoroughbreds dating back more than a century. The annual price, $275. Visit brisnet.com/APR and discover why American Produce Records has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations and why new generation is using APR Online.
Go ahead, Jackie.
Last Sunday at Woodbine, the $250,000 cup and saucer stakes was won by Passion for Action, a two-year-old colt by Spitestown. The cup and saucer was Passion for Action's first start over a distance, and he found that to his liking, winning by 3 1/4 lengths under a hand ride. He's the 15th 2014 stakes winner by Spitestown, who ranks 7th on the sire list among active sires at stud in North America. Champion sprinter Spitestown has sired Grade 1 stakes winners at distances from 6 furlongs to 1 1/4 miles. He has sired 10 Grade 1 winners and Grade 1 winners on every conceivable type of racing surface. He's sired a champion sprinter and the winners of such coveted distance stakes as the Travers, the Suburban, and Jockey Club Gold Cup, and he is ranked among the top 10 sires at stud in North America for 5 consecutive years. This consistency and versatility led to his immense popularity. In 2014, through the September sales at Keeneland, his yearling sold for an average of nearly $200,000. Eclipse Award winner Spitestown, a son of Gone West, stands at Windstar Farm. For more on the Windstar Stallions, contact Daryl Fox, Sean Tugel, or Kyle Wilson, 859-873-1717, and see the website at windstarfarm.com.
Becky, Blue Jays.
Okay. Are they playing bumper music?
Yeah, they're playing a little bumper music.
Okay,
now.
Can I finish my announcements?
You
got time or not?
Yeah, I'll have to interrupt you one more time, but go ahead.
Okay.
I've got rid of my tickle.
Okay, good. A Central Kentucky Riding for Hope Halloween Trail Ride and Used Tax Sale is next Saturday, October 25th, from 8 a.m. to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This is, of course, at the Horse Park. They have a costume contest. This is loads of fun. Kids that have gray ponies will put black stripes on them so they look like zebras. And it's just a hoot. And you get to ride around the Horse Park where normally you're not supposed to go. So it's a great day. And if you have clean out your barn, you got some used tack that you don't want anymore, they would greatly appreciate it because that's a good fundraiser for them. Okay, also next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, is the Bluegrass Finale U.S. Championship Series 3. It's a United States Mounted Games Association event. So that's that. Oh, here's a biggie. Tuesday, October 28th from 8 a.m. to Sunday, November 2nd to 8 p.m. in the Alltech Arena is the National Horse Show. This is a horse show that was 100 years in Madison Square Garden, and it finally left there. I think it went to New Jersey and just flopped around, got just about disappeared. And Alltech, what's that Alltech man's name? He gave Alltech
Irish
Arena.
Guy.
Yeah, I'll think of
I'll
it.
I'll forget in a minute.
Anyway, he brought it here. It's a 5-day hunter jumper, and it is the McClay National Championships, and it's just super. So that's a good one. Oh, October 26th, Sunday, next Sunday at 9 a.m., Valley High Show Stables on Pinkard Pike. Joyce Brinsfield is having a fun, relaxed schooling show with a Halloween theme. Jumper classes, fun classes. Then they're going to have a Halloween party at 4 o'clock. Don't forget, we're out here at the training center where you can bet during the Keeneland meet over here in the big building. You don't have to drive out and go through all the machinations of the, you know. This weekend is the Pedigree and Confirmation Clinic. You're too late if you're not there. let's see. Hunter Pace out at Masters and Equestrian Trust. This is the laid-back, fun end of the sort of show season, beginning of fox hunting season. It's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday, November 2nd. Hunter Pace at Masterson. So I think that's it for me. Yeah. I'm done.
Okay. Well, only 3 freshman sires have 5 first crop 2-year-old stakes horses, and 2 of them stand at Spendthrift Farm, Temple City,
Warrior's Reward. That's reason enough to take a good look at the Temple City and Warrior's Reward yearlings at the October Fall Yearling Sales. Of course, that starts Monday. First Crop Juveniles by Grade 1 Stakes winner Line of David are also showing run. 9 have won a place, the most recent on October 3 when Combat Diver won a maiden special at Melmont. And Dirt Master, Never Out of the Money, at Stakes Place.
Let me have that.
Excuse me.
Got a tickle. Okay. First Crop Yearling Sire standing at Spendthrift, our Grade 1 Stakes winner, Arch by the top sire, Arch. Patty El Prado, a Grade 1 winner that also placed in the Kentucky Derby, and a son of El Prado, Grade 1 winner, Tisway, the fastest son of the great Tisnow, and Wilburn, a graded stakes winner by the outstanding sire, Bernardini. Also, with yearlings in the sale, are the highly successful Spendthrift sires Into Mischief, a proven sire of Grade 1 Stakes winners, and Malibu Moon, for 6 consecutive years, the leading son of AP India Stud at North America. Call the farm and ask about breeding incentives to the Spendthrift stallions. It's 859-294-0030. Talk to Des Dempsey, Brian Lyle, or Mark Toothacker, and see the website at spendthriftfarm.com. What can I do for you? Well,
I don't know if you can read my writing or not.
I'll try.
Start with Matt Frazier up there.
Start with Matt Frazier. Gotcha. Cue me. Let's see. Would this be last week's winners from the training center? Starting October the 10th, sure. Okay, Matt, no?
That's all right. Go ahead.
Jeez. Matt Frazier won a quarter horse, Chilly in the Snow, up at Indiana Downs. Brian Michael won at Indiana Downs with Mela Lura. Maria Pinzon won at Mountaineer with O'Tanner. Paul Garcia won at Belterra, which used to be River Downs, with Indiana Annie. Larry Lay won Kumakondu at Keeneland, the fifth race at Keeneland. Ted Lucas won at Mountaineer with Ty's Legacy. P.G. Hughes at Scooter won at Indiana Downs with Sea Lark. And Emma, Mulvey, that we had on the show, won Indiana Downs with Miss Mulvey. Mulvey. I'm sorry. I said it wrong.
Ressi
fixed it.
Ressi's got it right. He remembers pretty girl's name.
Every time. Anyway, she won with Mysterious Noise, and wasn't she a heck of an interview? She was wonderful. So.
Well, you're going to have to finish up.
Anything else I can. Did you get winners of Kentucky Breds?
I already did it.
Okay, I'm going to go back to the horse park.
Go ahead.
Because I wouldn't want to be telling jokes on the air. Today.
Time
for next week is the same as this week, right? We're on from 10 till 12. And we may have John Nicholson, former executive director of the horse park here, hopefully next weekend, maybe the weekend after. So we were put in touch with him yesterday at Keeneland. And so that'll be fun.
Thanks to Millie.
He's a good guy. Yeah, we like him. Haggard Mid-South 3-Day Event and Team Challenges this week end at the Horse Park, another 3-day. So Friday would have been dressage, today's cross country, and tomorrow is jumping, stadium jumping.
Yeah,
2 minutes. Should I talk faster or slower? Cross country, Lexington Catholic Cross Country Invitational is... Turn the page. October 18th. That's today. If anybody's still running and it's noon, they lose. They have lost. Fall, today and tomorrow, Fall Harvest Horse Show, Arabians, Morgans, and Frisians. If you want to go out and look at those, whatever they are. They're having campouts every weekend for Halloween at the campgrounds. Oktoberfest horse trials are Saturday, October 25th and October 26th next weekend. Hunter Jumper Complex. It's a lot. It's another 3-day. So introductory to intermediate levels, a lot of fun. CKRH Trail Ride, Halloween Trail Ride, and Use Tax Sale. I already talked about that. 1 minute. And you get to... Oh, the trail ride will be longer than 1 minute. We just have 1 minute left on this show. That's fun. If you have a kid that's horse crazy, go out there Saturday, October 25th from 8 to 3. And check it out. And if you have any used tech, call CKRH and they will come pick it up. National Horse Show, Tuesday, October 28th. Wrap it up. That means it's time to say goodbye. Hope you enjoyed the show. We certainly had a good time doing it. Thanks to our guest. Thanks to Ressi. Thanks to Mary Jean. And we will see you next week at 10 o'clock.